Last Train from Chicago, February 3rd, 1986. A wino approached me in the lobby of Union Station and said he was a friend of John Madden. I was supposed to meet him here, he said. Our train for the coast leaves at 2:30. He looked anxiously down at his watch. Maybe he meant I should meet him on the train, he said. You think he's already aboard? Let's hope so, I said. The damn thing leaves in 12 minutes. I'll be lucky to make it myself. I was hauling a huge cart of baggage, not knowing which one of the many tunnels led out to the California Zephyr. And Maria had gone off in a funk with all the cash. And also our tickets. Madden's friend was still ambling along beside me. I see you're wearing a Raiders jacket, he said. So I thought you might have seen Johnny. Not yet, I said. And this is not a Raiders jacket. It's from the flight of Apollo 11. He leaned closer to examine the finely embroidered lettering on the shoulder patch of my NASA-style silver jacket. The Eagle has landed, he muttered. Yes, sir. I sure as hell remember that one. Are you the guy that walked on the moon? I nodded. Maria was nowhere in sight, and our train was pulling out in 9 minutes, from some gate that I didn't know and probably couldn't get through anyway because they had no money or tickets. I eyed Madden's friend with new interest. I knew John in Oakland, I said. What gate are we leaving from? It's number 22, he said. We're late. Let me help you with these bags. He seized the front bar of my luggage cart, a thing about the size of two bathtubs, and proceeded to haul it through the crowd at top speed, shouting, "Get out of the way! It's John Madden!" I followed sheepishly in his wake, but convinced that he would almost certainly get us through gate 22 and safely onto the train. He was, after all, on his way to the coast with Big John. There would be no misunderstanding at the gate, tickets or no tickets. Our train left in 7 minutes. There was no time to check character.